On the day that the summer's king salmon restrictions began, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group met to hash out the details of this summer fishing plans. As KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, managing a precarious king salmon run along 700 miles of river will be anything but simple.
After months of in-depth discussions leading up to the closures, 12 hours in, some working group members were still confused.
No, is it going open to any kind of gear or drifting or what? You know, that's the confusion that we have.
Bob Aloysius is from Kalskig. Part of that confusion comes from the different jurisdictions. Federal managers control the waters in the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge from the mouth to Aniak for the duration of the federal special action. The state manages below the mouth and above Aniak. There are a few key differences in regulations, especially around the Middle River. Unlike the federal rules, the state would allow drifting with 4-inch nets, and they do not plan to allow fish wheels during periods of king salmon conservation, whereas the feds would with certain protections for kings. That comes as bad timing to several Middle River villages who, through the Kuskokwim Native Association, are investing in fish wheels. Lisa Feiereisen is from Tsleil-Waututh.
It absolutely does not make sense that we could sit out there drifting with 4-inch mesh and keep our incidental kings when we're more than willing. We have purchased the material. We have people that are going to be monitoring the fish wheel, and we're releasing every single king. And that's the goal of it, is to release every single king.
Tsleil-Waututh was hoping to have a fish wheel running for the first time in 25 years. The working group passed a motion in support of allowing fish wheels on state waters. Federal in-season manager Brian McCaffrey shared details on what's hoped to be a small social and cultural harvest opportunity of about 1,000 kings total. He says it would be on a per capita basis for 31 of the 32 eligible communities. Each village would get a dozen to several dozen kings, but Bethel would not be proportional to population and may receive around 100 kings.
Our primary goal again this year is conservation. And we want to give people an opportunity. We'll hope to work with the tribal council here in Bethel to find a way for them to provide community opportunities.
But the run has to be strong enough to support that limited harvest. To gauge that, and considering this year's early breakup, the Bethel test fishery will be starting a few days early, around the 27th. And just days before the run hits in earnest, managers are worried about two weirs that are hanging in the balance. The villages of Tuliksak, Kwikluk, Akiak, and Akichuk signed a letter saying if they can't fish for kings for a period during June, they would break contracts for operating the Tuliksak and Kwikluk River weirs. Steve Miller is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
But we're hoping right now that we can resolve that and get a contract in place. But we're required by law to conserve the fish on this river. That takes data. Those two systems are the only two systems on the lower river, and our plan is to operate both weirs.
The group passed a motion supporting the operation of all the river's weirs that count escapement. The next working group meeting will be at the call of the chairs. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.